Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
All minds clear? Right, will you please stand with me as we read the Word of God? It's in the book of St. John, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verse number 7. Just one verse. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 16, verse 7. Thanks to all of our pastors. We appreciate your ministry. It's always a joy to see you all doing the work of the Lord. I pray that God will increase you more and more. St. John chapter 16, verse 7. The Bible said, nevertheless. By the way, that's Jesus talking. He said, I tell you the truth. It is very important for you that I go away. He said, but if I did not go away, the next guy would not come. His name is the Comforter. He said, but if I depart, if I leave, you can bank on this. I will send him unto you. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are so grateful for another day of blessing. Thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in the land of the living. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you that the blood is running in our veins. Thank you that we have a place to lay our heads. Lord, we are grateful for the privilege to be your sons and your daughters. Thank you for everything you've done for us from the day of our birth. Even now, you keep on blessing us. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for this church called Zion Hill. I'm always mindful that this is your church. These are your people. Glorify yourself in this house. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Use your servant to be a channel of blessing to somebody. Unless you draw us, we cannot come to you. So we say this morning, have your way in our congregation. Speak to our heart. Touch us. Mold us and shape us for your glory. At the end of this day, may your name be magnified. Now I move back that you will move up. This is your show. Lord, do what no other man can do. Heal our body. Revive our soul. bless your people. In Jesus' name. And the church say,
amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion is titled, The Person of the Holy Spirit. The Person of the Holy Spirit. I am mindful of the fact that today is our Communion Sunday. Let the record show that on a typical Communion Sunday, for many years I preached to you about the blood of Jesus. Sometimes I've preached to you about the cross. I've preached to you about the communion, what it means, and why we are doing it. Today, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. I'm sure some of you will be asking the question, why will you be talking about the Holy Spirit on our Communion Sunday? This is the way religious people think, you know. But permit me to explain this to all of us, that the truth be told, Jesus himself said, he's out. If you are paying attention to what I just read to your hearing, Jesus said, I'm out of here. He is not here. I just messed up a lot of Baptists and Methodists or whatever they are. I just messed up your religion. In fact, Jesus let you know where he is. We just never pay attention. He said, I'm not here. I'm gone to the Father. He said, I am sitting at the right hand of the Father. But out of ignorance, this is why religious people don't like me, we kept singing, Jesus is already here. Even though he told you, I'm out. And then we'll say, can't you feel his presence? He's already here. My brothers, my sisters, in all of our getting, we must get understanding. In the passage I read to you today, Jesus said, it is expedient that I go away. He said, if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. But he said, but I'm going. And don't be discouraged, because be rest assured, while I'm gone, I'm going to send somebody else. His name is the Holy Spirit. The truth be told, Jesus is gone. Just messed up church people. So who we have right now is the Holy Spirit. And regrettably, we hardly talk about him, because we are locked up in religion. That's the way we were brought up. We'd rather stay with the old and never embrace the new. Let me help all of us today, myself included, to get to know this person, by the name Holy Spirit. Believe it or not, he's the one that woke you up this morning. You need to get to know him. My brothers, my sisters, he is very, very important in your life, in my life. Religions have tried everything to cover him up so that we keep on singing the old tunes. And then you wonder why we die before our time. The Holy Spirit is very important. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, I have in my hand something called microphone. I'm just trying to use simple things to reveal the power of God. This microphone, I was talking the other day to one of my son in the Lord, Brother Terrence. We were just talking about what we need and all that. And as he was talking to me, the Holy Spirit called my attention to some things. This mic in my hand will not work without something called an amplifier. This mic will not work without something called speakers. This mic will not work without something called a mixing board. There's somebody way back there that is mixing this thing. The Holy Spirit is like the amplifier of your life. It is the power behind everything you do. The problem with us Christians is that we've been trying to make sound without an amplifier. I'm trying to help. Today, by permission of that same Holy Spirit, I want to share with all of us who he is. I want to share with all of us why you and I need him. We need to move up from old time religion. And then I want to share with you how you can receive him. Hallelujah. My brothers, my sisters, who is this person called the Holy Spirit? Part of the cover-up is that he is some kind of emotion. Especially in you and our neighborhood. Out of ignorance, we thought you got the Holy Spirit when you... You see, our religion is messing us up. We have reduced him to a feeling. But I stop by to remind you, he is none of those. He is a person. I got to confess to you, and I'm testifying, for a long time, I did not know him as a person. So I am not pointing finger at you. I was in the same boat like you are. I'm a Baptist boy, and I'm proud to be a Baptist. But we were not taught. We had no understanding that we're dealing with a person, not a feeling, not an emotion. Ladies and gentlemen, even when the church get very emotional, then we will go home saying to ourselves, the Holy Spirit was there today. Lord, have mercy. The truth be told, and I noticed a young boy coming up, we have a lot of emotion, but there was not a single miracle. And that's what's going on in many churches today. We had a lot of feeling. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Well, it's true, you got a feeling. But the truth be told, everything is not all right. So there comes a time in life when you have to seek knowledge. One day in my own life, I'm testifying now, I was taken on top of a mountain by an old lady. Many of you probably know my story. And this old lady is kind of weird. I never really care for her. She always wear a white dress every day of the week. I think that's weird. So I stay away from her as much as I can. But my mama make all of our children go to this lady and pray for the children. I have to put up with that because if I don't, my mama is not an American. She will whoop my tail. We don't use timeout in my neck of the wood. All right? One day we were on top of a mountain. All of us put blankets down, all the little food we brought, and she'd be praying just round the clock most of the time. And then I saw a tornado, all of us saw it, blowing and coming right towards us in that mountain. The natural instinct for all of us is to begin to try to gather all of our belongings and seek for cover. This old lady said, no, children, don't move, just chill. And I watched her stretch our hands towards the tornado and say, peace be still. As a little child, it makes a serious impression upon me. As a Baptist boy, I knew that woman got something. I also know whatever she got, I ain't got it. I kept the memory in my spirit, but I didn't talk about it. I grew up, I became a musician, just like these precious brothers and my sister and all. That's what I do for the church. To be honest with you, I never had childhood or youth. I was always in the church all my life. I was the musician banging on the piano. I know church. I also know church people. But that's another subject for another day. I was in a town ministering as a musician. And I was preaching to them. It's a leper colony. It's what we call it in Africa. Nobody but lepers there. So you go there and you minister to them. They really don't have a piano, so you have to bring your guitar. I had a box guitar, and then you play and you sing and you preach to them. I never will forget I was preaching about what heaven would look like. And in my little, I didn't know much that time, I was sharing with the audience that when we get to heaven, we will have a new robe. I was telling them when we get to heaven, we will have a new body. That whatever we have now, whatever is messed up, we won't have to deal with it. Well, there was a gentleman right in front of me. Both of his legs are cut up. Leprosy have eaten it up, you know. From the knee down, he has no leg. Then I noticed he was vibrating. Now, again, as a Baptist boy, my natural instinct is that this brother needs help. So I was trying to find if there's a paramedic. I actually thought he's trying to have seizure. But right in my eyes, I watched both of his feet grow up. I never touched him. Didn't have nothing to do with it. But I left that day knowing I am missing something. Miracles settles all arguments. My brothers, my sisters, I stop by to share with you, you need more than just being saved. As a result of what I saw with my own eye, especially the second time, I became hungry. I wanted more. I knew I was missing something. I was thirsty. I knew I'm saved. But yet, I know there's more. So as a youngster, I began to pray to the Lord. I say, oh, that I may know you. And the power of your resurrection. In the fellowship of your suffering, I could tell there's something more that I can have of God. For days, nothing happened. Ladies and gentlemen, but one day, I sense his glory in my room. I didn't fully understand what was going on, but I could tell somebody walked in. Suddenly, I felt somebody holding my hand. Honestly speaking, I thought I've lost my mind. I said, nah, this is not normal. In fact, I want to run away. And when I opened my eyes, honestly, I saw absolutely nobody in my room. So I couldn't explain it. I just know what I've been through. The next morning, out of curiosity, I kept saying, good morning, Holy Spirit. Till this day, I'm still saying it. So that I don't scare anybody in the neighborhood, you will see me on television, I will say good morning, good morning, and good morning. But honestly, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the maker of my soul. And like Jabez, he magnified my good morning salute. And I became a local star. You know what I'm trying to tell you? There is somebody by the name Holy Spirit. You need him in your life. One day I became very curious once I realized he's there. Then I begin to pray and ask him, I want to know you. Tell me more about yourself. Now the Holy Spirit, I heard his voice. I couldn't see him. There was a scale in my eye, you know. But I heard him say, go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Honestly, that was a piece of cake because I already know scriptures like that. That scripture says, eyes have not seen it. Ears have not heard it. It's not even been conceived in the hearts of men what God has in store for those who love him. The same voice told me, read the next verse. By the way, most churches, they never will quote the next verse. That's what religion does too. They give you half truth. You need full gospel, not half gospel. We always quote that verse, but we never go to the next one. But guess what the next verse says? What I just quoted to you, the Bible say it has been revealed by somebody. And it told you who that person is. The Holy Spirit. And I heard the same voice says, that's who I am. All of a sudden, my eyes became open. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know this person called the Holy Spirit. The Bible identified him. He directed me to see clearly who he is, that he is the Spirit of God. I asked him, I want to know more about you. Really, to be honest with you, it's always in my memory what I saw that old lady did. It's always in my memory what I saw happen at the leprosy colony. And then he spoke to me again. You see, here in America, if you talk to a social worker, they will say, that boy is hallucinating. He's hearing voices. I work in that setting for 20 years. God is my witness. There's a hospital not too far. When I walk to the ward, the doctors, they begin to run because this eruption in the hospital ward. And in their mind, the patient advocate, the lawyer for the patient, is coming to stir up something. The anointing of my life. All of a sudden, the patient will be screaming, shouting. They become agitated. The hospital is still here. Talk to the workers. Some of those doctors are still here. I didn't mean to cause any uproar. I was just doing my job. I'm the lawyer to come and talk to the patient. How are you doing? Are they mistreating you? Can I defend you by anything? There is this person called the Holy Spirit. He is supposed to be leading you and guiding you and teaching you everything you need to know. When I asked to know him more, he simply told me, read all you can about me in the Word of God. The only thing I did, my brothers, my sisters, you can do the same thing. You don't have to take my word. You are smart. Just go on your computer or your smartphone, Google the Holy Spirit. And every reference about him, begin to read. You're smart. Read. Away with all this religious mess you and I grew up with. Seek to know him. So I begin to read the scripture. Let me share some of what I discovered about him. In the book of John, chapter 14, beginning from verse 16, I discovered he is the Spirit of God. I discovered the Bible calls him the Spirit of Truth. The Bible said something that blows my mind, that no preacher ever told me. The Bible said he dwells with me. The Bible said he dwells in me. Throw away all your religious shaking him and all this foolishness. Brother Pastor, you come here. One of you, Pastor, any of you, come up. Why the word of God is telling me that he's with me, I did not know. I did not recognize him. Let me tell you, church, when you become saved, the Holy Spirit comes to you. Let's take a walk. He walks with you. I'm trying to help somebody. I go to work, he's there with me. I go to grocery store. He's with me. When times are tough, he's right there by me. But my religion robbed me of his presence. Come on with me. I did not know he's there. I was looking for a feeling. I was looking for emotion. And he was there.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Never leave us nor forsake us. Never leave us nor forsake us.
Another mess came along. People begin to say, oh, it's all just about tongue. So you can speak in tongue. And you look at their lives. There is no power. Ain't nothing wrong to be emotional. Ain't nothing wrong to speak in tongue. It can even be a gift, an evidence. But you need him.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, I do.
You need him. Are you listening to him? Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, he was with me, but I didn't know. He was with me. I didn't recognize. And that goes on for a long, long time. I thought, The best I could know about him, I thought all I need to do is just receive the gift and be speaking in tongues. And for years I was speaking in tongues, but I still don't know him. I'm about to mess up your religion. So you don't walk around in weakness. In fact, if you're not careful, the devil will give you a tongue. Oh, nah. Adam lost the church now. You don't talk to a tongue. You don't talk to an emotion. You don't talk to feelings. You talk to a person. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, is his replacement. John chapter 14, verse 16, I just begin to just read. I want to know him. Jesus said, I will give you another comforter. I finally got it. I said to myself, wait a minute. Jesus is not in my heart. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Guess who is in my heart? My brothers, my sisters, the person in my heart that I've been calling Jesus, he is the Holy Spirit. Who is this Holy Spirit? Gotta hurry up. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says he was hovering. Yes. Emotions don't do that. Gyration, feeling don't do that. He is a person. You get to the same chapter, you read chapter 1, verse 25, 26, God said, God the Father said, let us. Who is he talking to? Thank you, ma'am. You need to get to know him. You know the problem with the churches now? We know who the Father is. We know who the Son is, but we don't know the Holy Spirit, the very person that is now here on earth to help you and me. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, my brother, my sister, is Jesus without limit. Are you listening to me? Who is the Holy Spirit? He is Jesus without flesh. Jesus took the time to explain why he had to leave. He said, as long as I'm in the flesh, I'm only limited. If I'm in Carfax, I can only be in Carfax. But when you see the person of the Holy Spirit, Jesus with tough flesh, Jesus without limit. He can be in Carfax and be in China and be in Africa and be in California all at the same time. So why do we need him? My brothers, my sister, you cannot live a good life without the Holy Spirit. And that's why religion don't want you to know him. You cannot live a good life without the Holy Spirit. You cannot serve God adequately without the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm troubled by people who will say I speak in tongues, but their life. Yes, ma'am. You don't need religion. You need the real thing, baby. You need him to guide you, to lead you every day. Some people think it's all about tongues. In fact, some people even use that as if they have a badge of honor. They have something better than you. But the truth be told, you cannot even interpret the word of God without the Holy Spirit. You cannot even live a godly life without the Holy Spirit. You cannot serve God adequately without the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This is why it says, walk by the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. How can you be talking in tongues, but you're still living in the flesh? All of us have to deal with this thing called flesh. Every now and then, I can see that flesh in me fly up. But the Holy Spirit, that's why the Bible say if we live by the Spirit, we must walk by the Spirit. That's Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. It takes the Holy Spirit to walk by the Spirit. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, you say it all the time. He says it's not by might, it's not by power. It takes him, the Holy Spirit. So if you're trying to preach, hey, don't turn me off. If you're trying to preach, ministers, or you're trying to sing, choir, it's not by might. It's not by how many rehearsal. It takes the Spirit of God. Jesus said, I will ask the Father. That's John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. He said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. You know, my heart cries out today. Many of my people, we need help. We can't even depend on government anymore. Listen to your man of God. I know my style is not polished. You cannot count on Washington. they're going to shut down a lot of laws that protect you. But Jesus said, I will talk to the Father. He will send you help. It don't matter who is president. If God be with you. I'm trying to help somebody. Somebody shout, Holy Spirit. Just think about it. If you're ever wondering right now why you are failing in so many areas of your life, it's a symptom that you need the Holy Spirit. I've been there. I've been there. You cannot pastor any church without the Holy Spirit. If you wonder why you feel so weak all the time, if you wonder why you cannot overcome addictions in your life, God sent me to remind you that he has left you and me the person of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need him. Jesus knew that you need help. Jesus knew that I need help. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. He is, I wish I have time. He is our helper. Are you listening to me? The Bible says he is our teacher. Young ladies looking for husband, you don't want to mess up your life and choose the wrong person. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is our guide. You've been doing internet dating. You let Google choose for you, you're going to marry. The person you need is the Holy Spirit. You know something else? There are some of you under the sound. You better listen to this preacher. You call me and you text me. You let me know what's going on, what the devil is trying to do. If you are sick in your body, if you are listening to me right now, and your purse is full of pills, the word of God says in Romans chapter 8 verse 11, this same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same Holy Spirit will quicken your body. Somebody today, you've been spending too much of your time at the hospital. You need the Holy Spirit to quicken your mortal body. So how do I receive him? I'm so glad that you asked that question. My message to you is that we need him because God sent him to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, to protect us, to show us, and to equip us You can never go wrong if you have the Holy Spirit. Remember what I said about the microphone? It's pretty in my hand. It makes my preaching easy. I don't have to scream and yell. But without the amplifier, this mic in my hand is worthless. The problem with many of us Christians, we're trying to do this on our own. Today, let's turn the page in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the engine that will power you on your job, in your health, in your career, in your ministry, in anything you do. It's your very present help. When you get in trouble. In conclusion, how do we receive him? I make this very simple. Basically, there are two ways you can receive him. I told you when you become a Christian, it comes near you. It's with you. But like me, you may not recognize him. You may not even acknowledge his presence. Because all our life we have been told it's just some kind of. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the amazing thing about the gospel. The Holy Spirit was there all the time. My homeboy here, the man of God, Pastor Jophian, he used to sing a song that, he's there all the time. You heard him. I'm just bringing understanding to what you've been hearing. Ladies and gentlemen, he was there all the time, but the Bible says he was living in a tent. Can you handle the truth? The Bible said, well, then when God commanded Moses to make a tabernacle, he was living in the tabernacle. All right. Yeah. And people can only get to him one time in a whole year. In fact, one day in a whole year. But then one day, now you're going to understand communion now for the first time. One day, Jesus came. And Jesus died. And Jesus rose again. But when he rose again, he ascended into heaven. Some folks literally saw him go up. And he said, someday I will come back again. But he said, right now, you have the Holy Spirit. The Bible said when Jesus died, the veil, there was a big curtain that separated where the Holy Spirit was hiding and where the people are. That veil tear it apart. Now, you, me, all of us, we have access. Somebody shout access. It gets even better. Not only do we now have access to him, then the Holy Spirit says, I don't have to live in a tent anymore. I'm going to live in your body. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. conclusion. Oh, glory.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
When the going gets tough, the tough gets goings. Hi, I'm CJ, Program Director of KYT, KQJL Radio Station. I've known Attorney Goins his entire life. He's a man of integrity and has worked his entire life to be constructive, driven, and informative. He always put others first. He'll definitely do the same for you. He's very considerate of your feelings, will guide you through the process of dealing with the car wreck. I could say so many great things about Attorney Goins, but the one thing that stands out more than anything, I know he is truly willing to fight for you during the process of dealing with the car wreck or diesel hitting you. When the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. That's 318-787-5607. Again, that's 318-787-5607.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face something.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you.